RadioMD.com.
A daily dose of Melanie means a daily dose of health. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Sometimes you just feel old. And you just feel like dredged and tired. But what can you do in this new year to give yourself a little bit more energy? And my guest today, Veronica Entwistle, she is a life coach, energy wellness expert, and gifted intuitive counselor with a name that brings to mind both Elvis Costello and the Veronica and Entwistle for The Who. So you got two great bands going on there, Veronica. And we're talking about energy today and tips to a better you. What do you tell people is your most important stuff?
I think it's our attitude. It's our mental attitude, because people, even when you're 80 or 90, you've got some frontiers to move toward. And we forget to look forward. We look back. We say, I'm too old for that, which is really nonsense. Somebody said to me, I'm 40 now, I'm beginning to drop bits in my memory. And I say, you know, every moment has 10,000 more pieces of information in it than it used to because of the internet and all that. And that's not about aging. That's about a changing society. So we somehow have to drop our judgment and really expand into getting older. Because our society worships youth and pointy boobs and gosh knows what all.
No kidding, huh?
And that's not really where the purpose of it all is it, Melanie?
Well, and you know, I'm 51, and I try not to say I'm too old for that, for anything. But now, like if we're skiing, I'm not going to try snowboarding because I did say I'm too old for that. I don't want to fall on my butt all 20,000 times. I'm just a good skier and I'm going to stick with skiing. So sometimes I have caught myself saying that, but that's just because of the pain factor. So when you say it's never too late, what do you mean for that? Never too late to learn, never too late to try something new?
Well, I think an interesting way of putting that is that inside of us, we have some yearnings, some urges, some dreams of things we want to accomplish. And sometimes the physical slows down. We don't have the same hormones and this and that. We can accept that, but we're not too late to do the radio plans we have, or ways of speaking to people, or painting pictures, or creating, or understanding the wisdom of life, or bringing wisdom into a room for younger people to benefit from. There's a whole bunch of urges we have as human beings that move through the physical, but aren't necessarily decided by the physical. You understand what I mean? Look at Stephen Hawking.
Well, sure. He didn't let his restraints keep him from rising to the top of his field and doing what he wants. But then, okay, so right there is the fear factor. People are afraid. They're afraid to try new things. And they think to themselves, well, I've gotten this far without doing that. Or, again, I'm too old for that. So how do you get past that fear factor of trying something new or taking that big plunge and being afraid that, well, what if I fail? Or, I mean, how do you get people to change that mindset?
I think, first of all, in my work, I always say to people, okay, look it right in the eye. So here's Melanie. She's going on the ski slope. She's afraid of hurting herself because she's got a bad leg or whatever, right? And I'm going, okay, feel the fear. I'm really afraid of this or that. But I'm going to push it anyway a little bit, and I'm going to be cautious with it. Here's something I've learned. I had a bad knee, and they wanted to give me a bionic knee, you know, the style that we're doing these days. And it was my right leg, and I was conscious of the right leg is full of programs about how we step forward in life. So I just kept every day, everywhere I went, I kept saying, okay, I'm afraid of stepping forward. Maybe it was doing more radio. I'd like to do more TV, that kind of thing. Maybe I'm thinking I'm too old, all the stuff we've been talking about. And I would reach in with my mind, feel it, pull it up, and hand it over. But never deny it. Reach in, feel the fear, pull it up, and hand it over. And remember, most of the fear is about security. So I go, okay, if I stay secure here, then I'm not ever going to write the book, take the chance. You know what I mean? So you kind of face it, look at it, feel it, see where it's locked in your body, pull it up and out, and hand it to the universe, and keep going. And I don't need my knee replaced now. You see?
Wow. And you're right. It is about security. It absolutely is. But one of the things in that fear factor that comes in so often, Veronica, is the self-loathing, the negative self-talk. Well, what's the point? I can't do it anyway. I'm not going to be able to accomplish that. Or why should I even start now? I'm just too busy for that. How do we stop telling ourselves those things?
Or I'm too old for that. I think we look it right in the eye. I go, you know what I'm afraid of, Melanie? I go, you know, I hate to think of myself as dying and looking back and going, if only. And so sometimes the self-judgment or loathing, as you called it, is because somebody told us that this is the way to be successful. Somebody told us that you have to define yourself this way or that. And or society told us, but you got a lot of seething, upset, angry people who are frustrated in the society that is, in quote, successful. So sometimes looking at that and recognizing, I say to people at home, look at your fears, look them right in the eye and see how you want to be safe and successful. Well, guess what? You're here to create. You're here to contribute to the species. When you look at that, it starts getting more important to go ahead and do what you really believe in doing, even if it means feeding a homeless person, even if it means, you know what I mean, if it means taking a chance on a class when you're 65 years old or something, you know?
And even if it means failing at something you try? Because sometimes that failure or that feeling of failure, or what if we do try something? Like I try snowboarding instead of just my skiing,
right.
And I fall all the time, and it hurts. What about that fear of failure? And what if you actually do? If it comes to fruition and you fail, do you stop or do you keep going on that same path, or do you try something different then?
I think that there, you know, this part, okay, that if you feel that you failed at snowboarding or whatever. Isn't it better to look and say, wow, I gave it a shot. I tried snowboarding because this is a trial and error society, right? This is a trial and error species we're in. We're taught that you got to have it right. Look at Disney and people like that failed many, many times. And they say that men who never fail but then fail in their 60s usually die. You need to fail a number of times in life to refine your goals, your directions, your power, your skills, your faith, you know. We need to fail, and so we can honor ourselves for giving it our best shot. What do you think of that?
And I think it's a great idea. We do need to honor ourselves. We need to give it our best shot. And when you say that we're a library of memories and reactions and beliefs, we really are, right? I mean, even smell can bring up a memory from your childhood that just blows you away. It's so clear.
Right. And it isn't truth. It's memory, right? You
so
know,
that
truth
does
of who you are.
What do you mean it's not truth? It's memory. But I mean, if it's an actual happening or something we imagined in our own head, because we can also rewrite our own memories.
Exactly. Well, I used to think that all older women were in pain. Oh, that's a memory. That's how I saw experience. That's how I experienced certain people, right? But it's not the truth, is it? You know,
yeah, I guess probably not, huh?
Our truth is much more, you know this, changeable, isn't it? The truth
changes. And we can rewrite our memories. We can change our truths anytime, and we have to face our fears. It's great advice. Tell us quickly in the last 30 seconds here your book, My Near Life Experience, and where can people find it?
Okay, My Near Life Experience is also called, or How Do I Know When I'm Really Me? And you can find it on Amazon. Or you can find it on my website, Veronica Entwistle, ENTWISTLE.com, VeronicaEntwistle.com. And I thank you for the opportunity of meeting you on the air.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure as well, my near-life experience. And you can go to VeronicaEntwistle.com and see more information. And if you want more of this kind of thing, go to RadioMD.com. You can listen anytime, on demand or on the go. So much great information with great experts and interesting people. And that's what we're all about. And you can listen to this show every day at 11 a.m. Central Time or on iHeart or iTunes. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening and stay well.